So 30 years ago, the world, like it was 30 years later, was a mess. Now, an eclipse was not going on, and the eclipse was pretty cool. And I taken the energy, and, you know, yeah, we saw a fraction of what everyone else saw, but whatever. So 30 years ago, some things happened. I mean, well, the Offspring put out Smash, and we learned that Dexter could wear braids. And then, thankfully, he got rid of them. It was the 90s. I had a friend in school who was like, well, wait, the guy from the Osprey, why did he have those braids? I don't know. Anyway, and then something else happened on April 8th, 1994. Oh, jeez. 1994. Do you know where I'm going with this? I hope you know where I'm going with this, because, you know, this was, well, this was the beginning of the end. And the beginning of a new, oh, geez, isn't that weird? I just said that. A new kind of musical guard. And but we all remember where we were. You know, there are so many documentaries on this. And what's weird is it's been, you know, the band itself really, I mean, it's been overanalyzed. Now this, the death itself though, it wasn't just the death of, well, the way the news people treated it, and I want to give a shout out to Strombo, because Strombo really gave a really great video about this, and so I wanted to highlight that as well, was the newscasters just poked it off as, you know, oh, the death of another famous person, okay? But that wasn't the case, because, you know, this was such a moment, okay? Gotta realize what, things change. Things change musically after this. I mean, I don't like how the news covered it, but we'll just do a fraction, and then more so it's about peer reactions, because the peer, hold on.
TV News special report on a very sad day. Kurt Cobain, the leader of one of rock's most gifted and promising bands, Nirvana, is dead, and this is the story as we know it so far. Cobain's body was found in a house in Seattle on Friday morning. He was dead of an apparently self-inflicted shotgun blast to the head. Police found what is said to be a suicide note at the scene, but have not yet divulged its contents. Cobain, who was 27, had reportedly been missing for about 6 days, according to his mother.
You're often asked about Nirvana, and you can, the death of Kurt Cobain, you can think about him as one story of rock and roll, right? Yeah. Of the youth that burns out way too early. We've had too many like that.
Oh, yeah.
But you're describing a very different story of rock and roll.
You know, when Kurt died, I remember the next day and thinking, I still get to live. So I'm going to live every day like it's my last one. Even if it's the worst day, I'm going to try to appreciate it. And I still feel that way. I never want to die. I honestly feel like if I get to do this and I've got these beautiful kids, as long as I can do this and do this, I'm all good, you know? Yeah, that's how I feel.
Carpooling by day, headbanging through the night. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Jeffrey Brown from Meriwether Post Pavilion in Columbia, Maryland.
In April of 1994, Kurt Cobain's body was found in his home in Seattle. The police ruled it a suicide, but when it comes to Kurt Cobain fans, there's a split down the middle 50-50. Many fans accept that Cobain shot himself, but many fans also believe
conjecture. Let's.
This belief is so strong in the community that just a few years ago, people demanded to see more evidence from the case, to where the Seattle police agreed. They started releasing pictures of the scene, showing pictures of the gun in Cobain's possession, a box of shells to the shotgun, showing everything they could, but not share too much of Cobain himself. But sadly, all it did was raised more suspicion in the community.
Suspicion, definitely, but we're not going to get into that. I mean, yes, I've talked to many of friends who've said to me, well, Courtney, you know, life insurance, that's all I'm saying. But yeah, 30 years ago, I say this because, you know, when I did the show on Bill Hicks, think about it, Bill Hicks was 32 when he died. So, you know, he had lived past his 27th, where Cobain only lived to be 27, didn't make it to 30. So here, he's been gone longer than he was alive, okay? He would be 50, how old would he be right now? Is it 58? No, 57, probably 57. You know, probably would be, you know, but then see, things happen, things change. So like, you know, timelines and all that. And if you don't know about that, watch Everything Everywhere All at Once. And, you know, I'm sure, you know, Frances did a tribute. Frances Cobain did a wonderful tribute to her father. And, you know, she even said her father is inescapable. She didn't really know him. And so people have to remind her things, you know. And so, but yeah, think about that. 40 years ago. Oh, geez, let's not jump ahead of ourselves now, shall we? Oh, 30 years ago. 30 years ago, I was 13. I wasn't really into Nirvana first. See, and a lot of people don't know this, I was into Soundgarden first, and then I got into Nirvana. Like, probably around 92, 93, maybe. But Soundgarden, those were always my guys, you know. In fact, today I was listening, when I was watching the eclipse, I was listening to 4th of July by Soundgarden, because there's a story behind that song. And maybe one day I'll talk about it on the show. But yeah, 30 fucking years ago. You know, there's been so much talked about and publicized. And there's a really great documentary called Hit So Hard. It's about drummer Patti Schemmel, who was very good friends with Kurt Cobain, because she was in Hole. Now, originally, she was going to be in Nirvana, according to those in the documentary, okay? And Patti, you know, had this camera, and so she's documenting everything. And she spent a lot of time with Kurt Cobain. And, you know, but I can't find that clip. Here's Cornell talking about Cobain.
Rock and roll artists get as much airtime for their lifestyles as they do for their music. Soundgarden's lead singer, Chris Cornell, thinks the attention is undeserved.
Honestly, I've met more people who are non-musicians that had drug problems than I have people who are musicians, especially successful musicians. You can only go so far in whatever it is you're doing if you have severe drug problems.
See, isn't that, yeah, that's too telling right there. I mean, and, you know, Cornell himself would die later on, you know, is weird, is weird. Let me see if I can find, you know, the music is the legacy. I mean, everyone, yeah, you know, those who knew him, really, they should be telling the story. And so I'm going to find Kathleen Hanna, who's such good friends with Kurt Cobain. And, oh my God, loved him to death. And just, you know, if I can find that clip. I heard talking about Smells Like Teen Spirit. I mean, come on. With the lights out, it's less dangerous.
I thought I saw.
Okay, she's... Wait, let me dial back, because it's been a long day, people. And what a... Here we go.
Teen pregnancy center that had just opened in our town. And it really wasn't a teen pregnancy center. It was a right-wing con where they got teenage girls to go in there and then told them they were going to go to hell if they had abortions. Since Kurt and I were angry young feminists...
Oh shit. Oh no. Technical difficulty. Damn it. Damn it.
In the 90s, we decided that we were going to do a little public service that night. We drank our Canadian Club, and he watched out while I went across the street and wrote, "Fake abortion clinic, everyone." That was kind of like a pragmatic one or whatever. And he was more creative.
Grease in the hair. It was the unkempt style.
Any of them liked being called grunge, or any more than we liked being called the new wave.
And then just kind of flipped the worm turn.
That was great because it got rid of all those guys with the hairspray and the leotards.
People weren't sort of going on to MTV to be on MTV. MTV was sort of coming to the music.
Something was about to give. Something had to give. The dam was going to break.
And it did. And then Kurt came in like, you know, like a phoenix, you know? Like, he cut them down like wheat before the sickle. Whoosh! You know, you are done. Nirvana to me was the most significant thing since the Beatles.
The Nirvana album came out and we were, yes! Rock and roll just needs a good kick in the ass every once in a while. You never know when it's going to come.
Teen Spirit. Yeah, Teen Spirit was like...
That was like... I was feeling that. That pulled my heart out of my throat and just whipped me around the room.
The song was incredible and you knew it was their time and just was so obvious to all the alt rock bands that, you know, Nirvana had arrived and everything was going to blow up.
That was the big one, I think. A whole new style from another place in the United States. A major statement.
Actually, I didn't like the video that much. And I seem to remember Courtney once telling me that Kurt didn't like the video either.
It really affected me in that way, where it just sort of filled me up.
It's not about whether that's a great video. It was the video. Whether everybody looks great or it's a nice concept or whatever really goes out the window if it's the right moment and the right song.
Come as you are, as you were. Yes, I want you to be.
Very powerful vision. Very honest man behind it, you know. Very talented man behind it. I wish I
was like you. Kurt wasn't really the tortured artist, like the sulking, tortured person. Like, he was really funny person. And somebody was watching this when we were doing the box set, the Nirvana Lights Out box set, and they were editing it, and they were looking at all this videos, and they're like, you know what, I was looking at Nirvana and like all these interviews, and everybody's always laughing, like the band is always laughing, cutting jokes, and just, you know, and the most apparently stupid, ridiculous, the better. It had to be super stupid. It was really funny. Like, it was so stupid. That was such an event, like when Kurt died and the way he chose to die. And, you know, it was such a media spectacle. And so you get all this, like, this mythology. Then there's books and articles and, like, all those kind of things. Speculation. And you know, when I was growing up, it was like, you know, wow, you know, Bruce Lee or Jim Morrison or Jimi Hendrix, you know, they're just like huge. And, you know, I look back now, you know, I'm looking at Jimi Hendrix. He was 27 when he died, and, you know, and he's still huge musically, but then you look at this person, he's like a lot younger. Like, you know, I'm 43, and you're looking at somebody who's 27, people look younger. And it's just, I don't know, it's just too bad. Like, those are personal things that were handed Kurt, and, you know, one thing led to another, and he just should have stuck around. I don't think he just shouldn't have done that. That's all I can really say. I mean, it's like an understatement. He could have done anything he wanted to do. He could have been a painter, a sculptor. He could have lived in a, he could have done anything he wanted to do. For years after Kurt died, I had this habit of, like, I'd walk by a pawn shop and I'd look in the window and I'd also look for a left-handed guitar. And like, oh, I don't need to do that anymore, you know? Especially in the old days before Nirvana got famous, like, oh, look, there's this left-handed guitar, or a guitar that you could string left-handed for. Because if Kurt ever got a new guitar, he would just get infatuated with it, and there's like 10 songs right there. He would just be playing it all the time. And it's like, look at all these tunes, because he liked this new guitar. Like, we bought this a left-handed Fender Mustang. We went to this party at the Evergreen State College, and we bought it for like $50 off this dude. And it's like, whoa, it's like, he had this guitar, and he was compelled. There was that drive that he had, that gift as an artist, as expressive. And it was compelling. He was compelled to do it. Because he didn't like chores. He'd never do it. If it was a chore, he'd have nothing to do with it.
What do you guys think of hysteria?
Oh, it's a load of shit. I think there are at least 10 to 15 other bands who are just as good, if not better than us. And they deserve just as much attention as we do, if they choose to take that attention, if they want it, you know. But I think the reason that we've become so popular is because we were on a major label and we were exposed. We had the tools and the access to the mainstream in order to expose ourselves to the mainstream.
See what I'm talking about? All these decades later, 30 years later, okay. Here's some funny moments, because it's always about being funny, as Kurt and Chris said.
We are Nirvana, the band you see on TV too much. Change the channel.
Music scene.
Gee, you took it right off my tongue.
Oh, I'm supposed to be hurt.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm self-healing.
Self-healing, like Christine in that Stephen King movie? Exactly.
It is pure coincidence, yeah. It's such a big world. You know, it's a small world. It's kind of a medium-sized world.
If there's 8,000 people, you made 10 grand that night.
I didn't go to college.
What you have done is no less, I think, than throwing a bomb into the whole music business. Don't you think
so?
Yeah.
I wish we would have thrown a bomb in the music business and they all would have
been at least dismembered.
People don't really understand what you're saying. That's the way most rock bands have resorted to saying.
How you people doing out there? All right, party.
Dave Grohl, drummer extraordinaire.
I can't get used to the traffic situation.
Well, fuck it, man.
Fuck it, man.
Start driving normally.
Fuck you all. This is the last song of the evening.
Southeast Asia. And then we're home for a little while. Yikes.
Basically is what I did. I just went into Dave's friend's studio and he pushed the play button on the DAP machine, and I just masturbated for 20 minutes and then I just sent it to them and let them edit it and put it together.
Riff in a punk and underground attitude. Still, there is something more on your last record. Could you explain what is that?
I think you pretty much said it all, really.
Oh. Are these the socks you got on the airplane?
Yeah, I've been wearing them ever since.
You want to wipe with this?
For words. I mean, I've been talking lately, and then I've been stopping mid-sentence. And I've been having like a mind block, you know? I don't know, it was some kind of stress-related or drug damage, you know? I should be a poster child for Blue Sniffers Anonymous or something.
No. Caca.
It's just that we wanted to participate in the music industry, so we participated with MTV. We sold out.
Yep.
Kill us.
I quit.
And how do you see Nirvana in 10 years?
It's great. This 13-year-old cousin of Shelley's had for the past couple of years has had her walls covered in New Kids on the Block posters. And
dolls.
She heard our album, and she had dolls and everything, and she heard our album, Nevermind. And she tore all her posters down and burnt her dolls.
Really?
You know, Stacy's like a little brat, like, you know. Now it's like, I hate New Kids on the Block. And she's a terror. Man. She's a terror.
She's smoking cigarettes. She's got a tattoo.
Yeah, that's right. She just takes the car now. You know, she's not even old enough to drive.
I love that story where they're talking about the girl heard... She was a big New Kids on the Block fan, and she heard Nevermind by Nirvana, and she tore all the New Kids on the Block posters down, and she burnt her fucking dolls, and they're like, now she's driving, now she's got a tattoo and shit. Oh, it's the power of the music, it's the power of Nirvana. That's what I wanted to do. I figured, let's just play all these fucking clips and acknowledge, you know, he was not this tortured fucking artist. Cartney, what are you trying to tell everybody? So, you know, 30 years. I mean, really great musician. People have said, oh, he didn't really want to be that famous. Well, in actuality, he did. You know, yeah, sure. You know, you got Butch Vig working on Nevermind. They double-tracked the album. I find it hard to believe that he was tricked into, oh, hey, this vocal take wasn't great. Redo it again. Double-track it, you know. And, I mean, the album was huge. It was a huge fucking album. Then what did they do? They're like, well, Nevermind was big, So we're going to work with Steve Albini, who did like PG Harvey and a bunch of other records. I think he did the I almost said the Peaches. No, the Pixies. I'm so tired. See what the sunlight does to you, you know? And here's the thing, you know, everybody, I know, this is a big reveal here. People are like, oh my God, Dr. Zeus, what the fuck were you smoking? Nothing yet. They would be like, so everyone, I don't like fads, and I don't like, you know, when people think it's cool, and I don't want to be like everybody else. And I didn't have those special glasses, so I just wore, if you've seen any pictures of me at Aftershock with the red glasses, that's what I wore. I looked at the sun. I did that during the last eclipse back in October, and we're still here, we're still queer, get used to it. So, you know, yeah, I'm a little sunbeaten, and then I went and I had a lot of Mexican food, but not a lot. Like, everywhere I would go, I couldn't finish the food. So maybe that was the sunlight, or maybe it was just my metabolism. Like, I had bought a taco salad, and I couldn't finish. I couldn't even eat the fucking, the tostada that it's in. I couldn't eat it. I wouldn't even bother to take it home. I was like, oh, okay, whatever. I just paid and left. And then later on, I had dinner and I had more Mexican food, and I couldn't even finish that, and I had to bring it back. So when you look at the eclipse, that's what happens, you know? That's what happens. Oh, never mind. Nirvana. I love Nirvana. Many people did. And, you know, I think the one person, though, that we have to take into consideration is Frances Bean Cobain, because that's her father. So she didn't really know him because of what happened 30 years ago. He was found on April 8th. He, according to, you know, they had done the autopsy and toxicology, he died on the 4th or the 5th. And, you know, and so there, a lot of things change, you know. It's like, okay, there are certain things we'll probably never know. I mean, you know, I doubt Area 51 has any, you know, reaction to this, you know. And they wouldn't. Everyone always wants to go to Area 51. They always do. I know someone who went there. But anyway. So, I would recommend, there's a great documentary, as I said before, Hit So Hard. It's about Patty Schemmel. And it talks about her friendship with Cobain. She really, I mean, you know, she herself was trying to get clean, and here he dies, and that just intensifies everything, you know what I mean? So, yeah, it's sad. It's sad. But I also wanted to be known that when we're listening to these clips, he was a funny person, you know, but what can change or transpire in a matter of months or weeks says a lot about, you know, there's a lot that you don't know. I mean, there's clips of Chester from Linkin Park. He was so happy the day before he died, and then boom, you know. So you can think you know what's going on, but you can't. Now, I say this because, you know, there are certain people who said that Cobain was tortured and he was a tortured artist. But like I said, you listen to those clips, he's happy. He's funny. But success, you know, success weighing down, and $1 million, $2 million on the table to play Lollapalooza, and the stress. So if anything, you know, there's certain things we won't ever know probably about this. You know, there's a lot of conjecture. All I would say is that, you know, if you need to talk to someone, talk to someone. I'm here. Also, music is everlasting. And 30 years ago, that was the end of him physically, but spiritually he's still around. He's still conjuring. The music is so, it still sounds fresh. And I'm sure he's getting amused by how everyone is just partaking in everything and overanalyzing Nirvana. So, you know, what can I say? A great artist like that won't ever truly die. You know, physically they did. He did. But musically he is eternal. And 30 years later, that really is still the case. Good night.